Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either of them.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
In your head, that's the way it is. So, okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Max Power, producing and engineering. All right, it's time to get to the NFL AFC and NFC championship games. Those are coming up Sunday. The early game is Washington-Philadelphia, and then, of course, the Chiefs at home to face Buffalo. I happened to be in front of the TV this morning when they were talking about the whole Buffalo thing, and some of the guys on Get Up feel like this is a moment for Josh Allen. And I just want to go to the studio where they are and tell them Patrick Mahomes will decide when it's the moment for Josh Allen. What do you think of that statement?
I don't know.
What do you think of
Josh
it?
Josh Allen is very, very good. And he can go into Arrowhead and win on Sunday. With Patrick Mahomes putting up as much resistance as he's ever put up. Josh Allen is, as far as talent and ability goes, not accomplishments, he's on equal footing with Patrick Mahomes. He's just as good of a quarterback.
Do you not understand what I'm talking about? Have you not watched the Chiefs over these past 7 years?
Yeah, I've watched the Chiefs.
Have you not seen them rise to the
occasion? What are you trying to say?
There's no chance.
Yes, there is.
I'm going to put my entire reputation on this one. I picked Kansas City to cover this game for 8.
Good.
You picked them for 7.
Sure did.
So why are you arguing with me?
Because I don't like stuff
like that. Why didn't you go Kansas City for 1?
I don't like stuff like that.
Or
I don't
Buffalo for
I don't
3.
Like aura. I don't like
Kansas City's going to win.
Because they're probably going to win. They don't make mistakes. They have really good players. But would I be surprised if Josh Allen goes in and wins and leads the Bills to the Super Bowl? No, I will not be surprised by that.
Why'd you pick them for 7?
Because that's what I think's going to happen.
Well, you're acting like I'm off my rocker.
No, I just don't like the way you frame it. Oh, Patrick Mahomes will decide. No, he won't.
That was so
good. No, everybody on the field will decide.
I wish I'd been on.
They would have fired you immediately. We don't want that here.
I just think that in the heat of battle, and this game's going to be close, and I don't.
You think Josh Allen's going to crumble?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that. I think Kansas City will, as they've done numerous times, we'll find a way to win.
Okay. Probably so.
Remember the 15-second game?
13.
Whatever. I timed it. Do you remember the 13-second game?
Yes.
Never seen anything close to that.
It was amazing.
There's all kinds of things swirling through the heads of the Bills.
No, there aren't.
As they go into this.
No, there's not.
Why'd you pick them? Why'd you pick the Chiefs?
Because I think they're going to win, but you got all this voodoo stuff going on that it just doesn't exist. At least it doesn't exist in my world. It doesn't exist in my world of the better team wins, not the voodoo team.
Yeah, because you're boring. You want to just look at it black and white. You don't want to put anything into the soup.
True or false?
Here's what you would make. Honey, here's my stew. What do you got in it? Oh, I got a little meat and some potatoes.
Pretty good
Enjoy
stew.
Enjoy it.
Probably throw carrots.
You know what I'm putting in my stew? I got turnips.
No.
I got
you wouldn't be caught dead eating a turnip.
I got corn.
Just answer this question.
Let me tell you about my snoofer.
It's a binary question. You can pick one answer or the other. True or false? The team that plays better on Sunday will win. Come on.
Let me think about that for a minute. Let me think about that for a minute. No.
Really? False?
Not necessarily.
Why?
Because of that stew.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know what...
I got other stuff I need to do. Let's.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's
really,
wrap.
You want to wrap it up?
Let's wrap this up. I got stuff I need to do. I got places.
What stuff? So you're just saying you want to shut me up?
No, but what? How do you argue against that? What's the argument? No, he doesn't have anything special. He's no. You just create these mythical.
I think Josh Allen is fantastic.
You only don't win until you do, right?
I think Joe Burrow's fantastic. I think Lamar Jackson is fantastic. They are so good. My stew, though.
What's your stew?
The stew I make.
I put carrots in my stew, and I bet Josh Allen does, too. That was a good little rhyme that I had.
You know what I'm saying.
You think
I might
so?
Even toss in an onion. I mean, I got everything in
there. You hate
stew.
Onions.
Yeah, but for the stew.
I'd probably put tomatoes in there.
Maybe.
Not maybe chunky gonna, ones, but little.
You know, I got a new kitchen up there. I might look for a recipe for stew and go after it.
You know what I need to find? A soup that doesn't have 2,000 milligrams of sodium. That's what I need to find. I'll check out some recipes. But the soups at the store are like 2,000 or zero, and they taste awful.
Yeah.
So I need something in the middle.
Well, go get some soup at Jason's Deli or...
I had soup there the other day.
Panera or
we went to Jason's the other day.
Get some soup there.
I did.
I'll tell you.
I'm sure it was pretty salty,
I go
too.
To the Artichoke, and I get their chili. Now, tonight I'm taking my wife to an appointment out west, and I may try that Barnard's soup.
No, I think you should. I every time I go into Barnard, it's like, okay, well, they got the barbecue beef combo, which I love. They got the soup, which I've never tried, but it looks amazing. They've got the mac and cheese, which I think I tried once. Great, like
how
everything
good is that barbecue sandwich.
It's the best.
And the bread. It's
right up there with Buck's Barbecue back in the day.
Buck's Barbecue?
Yeah.
I liked Racks. You remember that place?
Yeah, but that was just roast beef.
Yeah, but that was really good, though.
It wasn't Arby's. It's no Arby's.
Oh, it was better than Arby's.
Oh, please.
I love Arby's, but they're Racks.
You see a Racks anywhere in the nation anymore?
No.
That's because they got killed by Arby's.
No, they joined forces.
I don't think that's what happened.
But anyway... I just think the Chiefs at home, if this game was in Buffalo, and this is why it was so important for the Chiefs to get that bye, get the number one seed. Last year they didn't need it. They did it without it.
But you still don't want to go through Buffalo and Baltimore.
No.
And Buffalo doesn't want to go through Baltimore and Kansas City. They got one of those taken care of, but that's not the path you want.
No.
You want Houston and then somebody.
And that's what they've got this year.
Right.
And I almost said the word destined. But it's not that simple. They're going to win their third consecutive Super Bowl.
I told you that 2 weeks ago. Jason said, I'll bet you any amount of money they don't. But he's already heard him on the show.
And I know Max Seethes.
Yes.
I know he sees. When I say things like this, and listen, I think Tom Brady is still the greatest quarterback ever. But
no, you don't.
When Mahomes wins his third straight, it's kind of all bets are off.
He's still three behind. Isn't that crazy? He's still got three to go.
It is crazy. But
that's how many Super Bowls Brady won.
He's doing this in an era where the AFC is strong. Because it has three other quarterbacks who will long be remembered.
Brady had one. Was there any other great quarterback in the AFC during his...
Well, it was him and Peyton.
Right. There wasn't really...
Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
May I interject,
NFC
Bob?
NFC had Brees and Rodgers.
What's that?
The Patriots went into Pittsburgh, who was 16-1, and beat them at home in 2004.
The Chiefs are doing things like that now, and...
Josh Allen.
As much as you don't want to.
Josh Allen will do the same
like
thing.
That's the way it is.
Chad Pennington wasn't bad.
You can't take the three Super Bowls away from Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to win more.
Chad Pennington wasn't bad reality. Back in the day. I can't think of the other quarterback.
Nah, he wasn't in this class.
Well, he was brittle, but he wasn't bad.
He's okay. He's not. Nobody will remember Chad Pennington. Everyone will remember Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
Will you?
And Joe Burrow. Everybody. They'll be ranked. They are ranked amongst the top 25 quarterbacks of all time.
Their first ballot Hall of Fame players.
Right. All of them.
If they have ballots in the NFL. Not sure they do.
I'm already putting them in the top 25, and I haven't. That's without even looking at things.
I don't think that's that controversial.
I don't think it is.
They're all great.
And that's what makes what Mahomes is doing
great,
even more special. And what he's doing is he's going to win Sunday, and then he's going to win on Super Bowl Sunday.
Are they going to be playing the Eagles or the Commanders?
We'll get to that game. You want to get to it now?
Because it's going
to
be the Commanders.
It's going to be the Eagles. But
is Jalen Hurts healthy?
The Commanders are beginning a run where they'll be in this position many times.
I think they're already better than the Eagles.
They may be, but I think the Eagles being at home, being at home is a big deal.
Yeah, but those fans in Philadelphia can turn on you fast.
Washington. Everybody picked Washington except for me. And that's the way it is.
Fans in Philly, if you get down 10-0 and they turn on you, is that so much of a home field advantage anymore?
We'll see. I'm not discounting Washington's chances. I'm simply telling you that I think Philadelphia with Saquon Barkley. I think Jalen Hurts is an unknown, although he's certainly capable. He's been to a Super Bowl.
He's capable of being mid.
Oh, brother.
As the kids say.
That's so bad. So wrong.
What?
You're wrong about him.
No, I'm not. He's average.
He's hurt.
Well, that makes him average.
He has the ability to be very good.
I don't think it's in there right now.
And they have really good receivers, a good defense. You got to worry about their offensive line to some degree because he got beaten up last week. But I like Washington.
I think Philadelphia is done. I think Philadelphia.
Well, now you get on me when I make dumb statements.
Yeah, but I think they're broken. I think their quarterback's broken, and I think they're done. And I think Washington has ascended, and that's the team now in the NFC.
They're not quite
there.
They
took it from Philly.
They haven't yet.
Yeah, they
Next
have.
Next year, I think they will.
No,
how much extra you want to put on it?
What do you want to put on it?
I'll go 100,000.
I don't have that.
I'll go 50,000.
I don't have that either.
20.
Don't have it.
10.
Don't have it.
5.
Maybe.
5?
I might have 5,000.
You want to put $5,000 on it?
No, I do not.
1,000.
I'll put $25 on it.
All right. Win or
legit.
Lose.
Legit.
Win or lose.
And I will pay you if I lose.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. And you must pay me.
All right.
How about...
straight up.
How about pizza for the Rumble? That's what we're betting.
Straight up.
I'll buy the pizza for the Rumble. If
fine.
The Eagles win,
fine.
You buy it if the Commanders win.
Oh, are the Griffiths going to get involved in this at all?
I don't know. I'm sure. Nobody wants to miss the Rumble. And drawing numbers in the ladder match.
Yeah, well, that Adam Schefter reporting that Jalen Hurts is off the injury report, good to go. Sunday's game.
Nice posturing there by the Eagles.
Good to
go. Nice little smoke screen we've thrown up.
Why do you not like the Eagles?
It's not that I don't like the Eagles. I just think we've had a shift. They beat Detroit. now they're going to be Philly, and this isn't a 2 year like little okay. Well, we saw what they could be. Now they're going to be it. They're it right now.
So, what's your thoughts now on the AFC West with Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, and Pete Carroll?
It's pretty
now coming to Las Vegas.
That's about as good as you can get.
Has there ever been a more star-studded coaching group in a
unlikely
division?
Unlikely. I'd have to really delve into some research on that, but I can't imagine one. That's you only have five Super Bowls. That's pretty legit. Jim Harbaugh doesn't have any, but he went to one.
Well, the other guys have one each.
Right, but that's still one.
Andy Reid's carrying that water.
I understand that.
When you say they had five, Andy Reid could go to any division.
Not necessarily.
And they'd have a good number.
At least three. But who else?
Well, I don't know. It's not my job to think about
that. How many Super Bowl winning coaches are outside the NFC West right now?
Well, I don't know that. I don't have the answer to that. That's not in my job definition.
Well, we're going to find out.
If you think it's in yours, then you should do it. No. Does Mike Tomlin have one?
Of course.
He might be the...
Actively employed in the NFL.
Actively employed
Sean
in the
McVay.
NFL. He has one. Sirianni
Doug
has
Peterson
one.
Was fired.
Does Sirianni have one? He got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were Doug Peterson when they won, and he is not employed.
That's right.
Bill Belichick is not employed. John Harbaugh, of course. Mike McCarthy is not employed. And that's it.
What about our Shanahan in San Francisco? They
didn't win.
No?
So those are it. Outside of the AFC West, it is Tomlin, John Harbaugh, and Sean McVay. So you have three Super Bowl winning coaches in the AFC West, three outside of the AFC West. That's pretty crazy.
If Pete Carroll wasn't so dang old, this would be exciting. Does he still have it?
All you got to do is get the franchise on the right path. And
are they going to give him the resources?
I don't know. They got Tom Brady.
Now we got our guy.
Tom Brady does not want to be embarrassed. I don't think he'll allow himself to be embarrassed.
I hope they get it going. Speaking of Tom Brady, this has nothing to do with Tom Brady, but for some reason it triggered. I was watching an interview earlier today, Studio 42, they do on the MLB Network, Bob Costas. Talking to Reggie Jackson. Captivating. Never seen it before. It's not new. I think it's a
That is not
bit.
Speaking of Tom Brady at all.
No, it has nothing to do with Tom Brady. I don't know why I thought about it. But Reggie Jackson was just talking about his career. And the most interesting part of the whole thing was his time with the Yankees and Billy Martin.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
That whole team, the Bronx Zoo. And, of course, they were the ringleaders of it, but that was a dysfunctional group that won a lot.
They showed a moment where Jim Rice had a check swing and a ball got into right field, and Reggie didn't really go hard after it. They kind of lumbered after it. And Billy Martin took him out of the game.
Got in his face.
No, he took him out of the game.
And then probably got in his face.
He sent Paul Blair out there. Can you imagine that happening today to a superstar player? Can you imagine any manager in today's baseball?
Didn't, like, Ronald Acuna get taken out of a game or somebody? Maybe I felt like it was somebody with the Braves.
Somebody who didn't hustle the first may have been taken out but not pulled off the field.
No, that doesn't really happen.
You may say, well, you're out now. Go rest. You're not going back to right field. You may do that, but you don't. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And that's when they got into it in the dugout.
Yeah.
And all the people that they showed in the dugout, you had Elston Howard in between them. You had Yogi Berra trying to separate them. There were several other players.
Yogi wasn't playing at that.
No, he was a coach.
Yeah.
What a player. I didn't say it was a player.
Elston wasn't playing then either, was he?
He was a coach.
Okay, well, you said several other players.
Yeah, several other players. I view the players and coaches.
As players?
Coaches can play. They did play.
Elston and Yogi were great.
But they were
Elston,
in the
Hall of Fame case, maybe.
And then Reggie talked about the next morning he met with the general manager of the Yankees, whose name escapes me, which is terrible, but and the owner, George Steinbrenner.
Right.
I don't think Steinbrenner was at the meeting. It was just the general manager. And Billy challenged him to a fight in the general manager's suite.
Billy's Billy.
Unbelievable.
True to himself,
anyway,
authentic
I was captivated by that interview, which I had never heard for some reason. All right, Max, let's get a break. We've got Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. She will join the show next as we talk about mid-season basketball tournaments.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
There is simply no one on the planet who doesn't like this song. From Tommy Two Tone, 867-5309, Jenny.
I got it.
When I was younger, I called that number randomly. You won't believe this, but Jenny answered.
Oh, wow.
Here's Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. Hello, Joanna.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just am a little bit flummoxed by that really bad joke. I mean, like, where do we go from here?
That was really bad, but that's
okay. I spend my life flummoxed on this show if we're talking bad jokes.
I'll throw them out there, and if whatever, I'll do whatever it takes. You know what I mean?
I get you.
So we were talking earlier in the show. We've got a situation at the Dodge City Tournament of Champions, Derby, Junction City, Heights, Kansas City Piper, four unbeaten teams in the semifinals. That tournament's been around for a long, long, long time. My guess is that we've never had four unbeaten teams in the semis. Is there any research in that, Joanna?
Yeah, I certainly have not looked that up. But you are correct that it has been around a long time, since 1944. And I think they said they're hitting their 1,000th tournament game this year. So that's pretty awesome. But to have four unbeaten teams in the semis is absolutely incredible. And there are four really talented teams. Casey Piper and Wichita Heights is a heck of a matchup. And I mean, they match up really, really well with what they can do physically, with what they do. Just their individual players, really strongly skilled and athletic. They're a lot of fun to watch. And certainly when it comes to Derby, we've seen a lot of what they've been able to do, and I have not seen Junction City yet, but I know that it's going to be a tough one. We faced them before down here, and always a tough team.
Who are the odds-on favorites to advance to the championship game, in your opinion? I think everybody would like to see Derby Heights, and no reason to think that won't happen, but how tough are these?
We could still see them in the third-place game.
Yeah, but nobody wants that.
Yeah, if there's, I would say a third place tournament game is worse than a third place state championship state tournament game. But you know, that can be a discussion for another day. I don't know. I mean, I think I'm probably going to go ahead and pick Derby to win that game. But I am also picking them based on the fact that I just don't know much about Junction City. And I think that Piper and Heights are pretty evenly matched. I do think that Heights, I don't know, they're just all of those seniors that they have on their team, you know, that they are total buy-in to the program. They're very highly skilled. They're very well coached. I always will give that edge to a team who comes in like that.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Byte Magazine. I got a lot of questions for you today for some reason, but one is we recently learned that Joe Auer announced that this would be his last year as a boys basketball coach at Heights. He's leaving because of the bridge situation and the compensation. It's beyond my level of understanding. But my overall point on it is, and I know he's not the first USD 259 teacher or even teachers everywhere to make this kind of a decision, but it sounds to me from talking to Joe like he'd kind of like to stay at Heights, but it's really not financially tenable to do that. How can we have this system in place that takes someone like Joe Auer, who is such a positive leader and impactful for so many young men, and we kind of just force him out? It upsets me for some reason.
Well, I think it's a system that is odd to me. It's a system that, you know, when you've got the good ones, I don't know if these are put in place in order to force people to retire, to force them to move on when they get to a certain age. I don't know the history of why these laws and rules are put into place, but it absolutely does seem silly. You know, Joe has done a lot of incredible things. He has, you know, I've watched him over these years. We all have, but I've seen it a little bit more up close with Brian, having coached with him for so long. Just the effect that he has and the support that he gives these kids and just the lessons that are taught. And he's a hard man, you know, I mean, like he's no pushover as a coach. And I appreciate that in him. And I know that those players have them as well. But it makes me really sad when we see someone who's gone soon for reasons that could be, you know, seem that they could be figured out and dealt with.
Yeah, we got some potential good games. I think McPherson plays Shawnee Mission East. That's pretty interesting. You have Capen and Collegiate who could meet in the finals in El Dorado. What do you have your eye on? I know that's a very broad question, but there are just so many games and teams are scattered out everywhere. Who has your attention?
Well, obviously Dodge City has the attention simply because of those Orno teams. And I think that that's an obvious one. But I think any time that McPherson can be challenged in a championship game, that's good for the fans because that place should be rocking. I imagine it already is. And I personally would love to be out there for that just to see just – I love the Roundhouse. Being at McPherson is one of those great places to be. You know, we've got, I don't know the tournaments off the top of my head. And of course I'm nowhere near my computer, but you know, it's one of those things that it becomes this time of year. It's rare that we're going to get something where we could have a matchup like a Derby Heights because so many of these teams are scattered around. And so they're facing teams that we don't know as well. Take for instance, that Valley Center tournament where last night Northwest came back with like a 27-point fourth quarter, and then they ended up losing by four. That's a tough loss. Northwest is in kind of a tough run right now. But you're also seeing teams, you know, they play Blue Valley, you're seeing teams that you don't normally see. I think that's a really, really good thing for as you prepare for the postseason, as we get through the midseason point and into that grind of the second half of the season. And I don't have any picks as to who's going to come out of there, but I mean, the tournaments that I'm always watching, it would be Halstead, certainly El Dorado. I'd love to see Capen and Collegiate match up. Always a good one out there. And they've got a nice little Roundhouse gym as well.
Talking with Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine. She has been involved in high school coverage for a long time, including many years at the Wichita Eagle, where the daily coverage of high school athletics was second to none. The daily coverage of high school athletics, as we've talked about on this show a lot has dissipated. I wouldn't say disappeared, but it's certainly dissipated. Joanna, is there anything that can be done to improve the coverage of high school athletics? Because every time you're on Friday, especially when it's basketball season, it's really hard to find information. It's really hard to find scores and updates and leading scores and things that are so vital to the coverage of high school sports that for many years we were under the impression if they didn't carry a newspaper sports department, they certainly supported that effort in a big way. As you know, I'm upset over this. I have been since we started to see the decline of coverage. Are we just stuck with this? Is this forever and ever?
I don't know. I look at where the coverage is, and it's interesting because Joe Auer and I were talking about this last night, is there's these smaller websites, like recruiting-type websites, and what they do is they basically will grab kids, and then they will highlight them. Maybe they're writing 150 words or something about them. And then those kids post on social media and everyone raves, thank you for posting about me. Thank you for recognizing. Look, I'm a mom. I get it. And when that happened to my kids, I'm very, very proud of them. But that's where we're at, is we're at a place where people will pay coverage to their child. But, as you were talking, I'm thinking, well, wouldn't it be great if we had some sort of a subscription service where we could highlight these stories, but people only want stories about people that they care about. And unfortunately, when you're a fan like we are, and you're a fan of all high school sports, and you won't watch the kids who are going on to college, the kids who may never go on to college but are so much fun to watch, and unfortunately, we just don't have the coverage of that. Unless people are willing to pay for it, it's not going to happen. And I don't think people are willing to pay for it.
Yeah, not the answer I was hoping for, but probably the answer I expected. Anyway, thank you, Joanna. We always appreciate your time. Are you headed for Dodge City? Are you there already? What's your situation?
I'm here already. I came down last night and saw the last two games of the night last night. My mom was already down here for the first game yesterday. She's a diehard in the stands, so. Yeah, it's a fun place to be, I'll tell you that. It's not like the old Civic Center, though, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'll never forget
those
games.
Haven't,
those were my favorite.
Yeah, those were fun.
I know you didn't partake, but what do they have in the hospitality room today?
Of course I partook. nobody else in the world will care but the three of us. However,
right.
They gave me a ticket, and I went in, and I had a salad. And they said, okay, well, you can't come back in. And I looked at her, I said, but it's like 2:30. Games go until like 9 o'clock tonight. And she's like, yep, you can't come back in.
What?
Why can't you come back in?
Because they let you come in one time. Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Everybody's again, cutting like back the these days.
I know.
That's interesting.
I know.
All right, Joanna, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
See ya, Joanna Chadwick. Vibe Magazine, as we talk about high school basketball, the best we can, given the limited access to information that exists.
We're doing the best we can. You're right.
Used to know it like the back of my hand.
Yeah, and it still hasn't changed. Like, everything, the games are played Tuesdays and Fridays, the bands show up, kids get recruited, everything is the same, except we can't find much information about it.
Now, I think Keisha covered, I think they do a decent job. I got to get more in tune with them, because they have several people, four people who are covering high school sports. The problem is they got to try to spread the love.
Right, they're covering an entire region of the
state. They're going to write about a debate tournament. And I'm sorry, all I care about is basketball.
Do they write about debate?
Yeah, like Frontenac has a great debate squad.
Good for them.
If you'd read that, you'd know.
My apologies.
What else do we have coming up? We've talked about KU Houston. We've talked about the two games in the National Football League.
Bless you.
Take over. Take over when you know I'm sneezing.
Well, I didn't know you were going to sneeze again. Well,
follow
get
me.
Get it together.
Follow me.
Have you ever heard Dan Patrick sneeze on the air?
I don't have a sneeze button here.
That's true. You could turn your mic off.
This mic doesn't turn off.
That's weird.
Look at that mic. That thing was used by Rick Weaver back when he did Wichita State basketball games.
It's got a little wear and tear on it. Mine's pretty
back
pristine.
Back in the 60s. You ever heard of Rick Weaver?
Of course. Put it in the deep freeze.
No,
I know that wasn't
Gus
him.
Freeby.
But didn't Rick Weaver have a phrase?
Yeah, he did. What do you think it was?
Something that rhymed.
This is Weaver in your receiver.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And he was great.
I believe
it. He was very early on in my childhood. But what a voice. And he later went on to be the voice of the Miami Dolphins.
It's a big deal.
Did you know that?
No, I don't think I did.
Does that mean anything to people?
I think it means something. That's a pretty good bit of information and trivia.
So tomorrow you've got some pretty good college basketball. At the top of the list is KU and Houston. You've got Kentucky at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt not ranked, but they've had some big wins. Any interest?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Georgia at Florida.
It's a good one.
Georgia's won some big games.
Georgia's pretty good.
Yeah, but they're not ranked, which is odd.
They were, I think, at one point.
They're not now. That's kind of odd. Here's a good one. Wake Forest is really hot, and I love their coach, Steve Forbes, who was here at Wichita State for a few years under Greg Marshall. They're at home against Duke, and they've won 7 or 8 in a row. And just out of the blue a couple weeks ago, Forbes texted me. He's such a down-to-earth guy.
Texted you?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, he's a friend of mine.
What did he say?
You're going to ask me?
I mean, I don't get any Division I coaching love. No one like that texts me. Ron Baker, but it's not quite the same.
Well, there's mitigating circumstances to you and Baker. What was it? He texted me a video of a coach who went off on some fans.
Huh.
And relayed a story that he'd done something similar one night as an assistant coach at Barton County when they were playing a game at Butler Community College.
Well, all bets are off in the JUCO ranks. Crazy stuff can happen.
But that, you know, he goes back to being the coach at Barton Community College, and he's worked his way up, and he's paid his dues, and he got here and then took that job and went to East Tennessee State and did a good job there, and parlayed that into the head coach at Wake Forest. And while they haven't maybe accomplished what he'd hoped yet, here they are with a key game tomorrow against Duke.
They still believe in him up at Wake Forest, over at Wake Forest.
Well, they've had good years. They just haven't broken through.
Yeah, they'll break through.
In that,
tell Steve I said that. Maybe give him my number.
Why does it matter to you?
That's so funny.
Well, no, why does it matter to you?
It doesn't.
Well, then why do you act like it does?
Because it's easy to get you.
No, I'm not gotten.
You got.
No.
You so...
Steve Forbes would not text you in a million years.
That's too bad. I think we could have some fun exchanges.
Doesn't know you exist, I don't think. I mean, he's been on our show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think he's one of those guests who called you Bob.
It might have been. But I bet if you said the name Jeff Lutz to him, I bet there's something there.
Yeah, is he any relation to Bob?
He wouldn't be totally in the dark.
That's what he'd say.
All right, fine. There are some people out there who don't know you exist. What do you think about that?
Well, of course there are.
Just keep that in mind.
Give me an example. What brought that up?
I don't know. See?
Why are you so easy to... Who are you thinking of?
Nobody. I'm just saying there are people out there.
Did you bring up my name to somebody?
No.
And they said, I'm sorry, I don't know him.
No. That did not happen.
Well, then how do you know that?
I'm just saying there's probably somebody out there.
Well, there's many out there.
In this vast world.
Why would you feel the need to mention it?
But it's crazy because not only do they not know you exist, they don't know that you, they don't know that they don't know that you exist.
Well, of course, there's millions and billions of people in the world who don't know I'm around.
Like, I can't think of somebody and not know they exist, because then I
see at Auburn, that's the probably the biggest game of the night tomorrow. Little late start.
So we have two really, really marquee games, and then several good games.
Yeah, there's always good games. You look for those games that you don't feel like you can miss. Ole Miss visiting Missouri, that's interesting. Two ranked teams. Ole Miss coming off a loss.
Missouri playing really well.
Missouri's ranked 22. And then K-State at home against West Virginia. And K-State's got to get a win along the road here somewhere.
I agree.
West Virginia is not going to be an easy team to beat.
No, they've already come into the state and won a game. And they got a really good coach.
Yes, they do. They made a great hire.
One of the best.
So, yeah, there you go. That's a little glimpse into what tomorrow looks like in college basketball. Shockers, again, in action next Sunday afternoon in a game. You're going up against the NFL. You got two teams that are not very good. You got Tulsa, where I don't even think they know they have a college basketball team. It's gonna be.
Who's their coach these days?
The same guy. Can't think of his name, but when you lose P.J. Haggerty, you go get him, and you're thinking, well, if I could keep him around for a while, but you can't keep anybody around for a while.
No, it's Eric.
Tulsa
Kunkel.
Gets a good player. They're there for 1 year.
Well, that's pretty true of a lot of programs at this
not
level.
Not necessarily. If you get a good player at Wichita State.
You think Corey Washington's coming back next year?
I don't know. Given the fact that almost everybody from this roster will be gone, I'd say probably not.
Yeah.
But
that's not good.
If the Shockers got a guy as a sophomore and they were packing Coke Arena and they were winning, of course they could keep
you. You'd like to think so.
Tulsa can't.
I don't know. It's tough.
You been to a game at Tulsa?
Yeah.
During the
Van Vliet years, they almost lost that game. Did they lose that game?
Well, I used to cover all the games at Tulsa.
Did they lose at Tulsa that 1 year?
They may have lost. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't have a photographic memory.
That's true.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back Monday. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the basketball. And we'll see you then.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.